Good morning.
Good morning.
So here's what happens when this church like butts up against a university, is that you have all these scholars and academics in this church, and then one of them says to you, you know what professors do is they have a 3x5 card and they have 3 words on it, and that's how they give the lecture. I'm not actually going to name that person Jack McGrew. This time I have 7 words, not 3, so I'm not all the way there yet. We're getting there. So this week, my friend shared this quote with me. Her name is Olivia. I think that I have told you about Olivia in the past. She is this tall, brilliant, beautiful trans woman. And I met her almost a decade ago in Colorado Springs when she was this tall, brilliant, beautiful young man. But I love Olivia, and she has taught me so much. She is, she went to West Point, and she is in the Army, and she's a physical therapist. And she shared this quote, and it went something like this. When we show up and relate to the other, so human and vulnerable and authentic, the surge that we feel between the other, that energy, that spark, is God. And that spoke to my heart. I know that we all understand God in a different way, but there was something about that quote that I was like, yes. And so my hope on this first Sunday in Advent, my hope is that you can show up in this space so human, authentic, and vulnerable. So whether you want to get up and dance during the songs, you do that. Whether you want to scream amen, go for it. Whether you want to laugh or cry, however you get out of your head and into your heart, into your body, I invite you to do that in this space, because this is the space that you should be able to show up authentic and fully human, angry and sad and mad, and relate to the other. And when you feel that synergy, you should feel God, if nowhere else, but in this beloved community. So you may feel that scar, that brokenness on your body. You may feel the weak muscles. For me, it's in the neck, and stretch that out. Or you may feel the strong muscle of your quad that helps you to run or ride a bike. You may turn up your hearing aids. I look at Hal. Sometimes he has to do that. You may wiggle your toes and feel those gosh darn bunions. But I want you to get into your heart and into your bodies, because that is what is important about this season. This scripture text was about paying attention and keeping watch. Pay attention to those muscles. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention to those feelings and those senses. And then relate to the other and feel that synergy of God. We know that Mary was pregnant. She was very, very pregnant. And if she was anything like me, she gained 40 to 60 pounds. And then Mary and Joseph were asked to walk all the way to Joseph's hometown to be counted, a census. So it's not past me that their bodies counted. they needed to be in that space because Mary and Joseph and that unborn baby, they mattered. Their bodies mattered. And so Mary, in that pregnancy, mounted a donkey and rode hundreds and hundreds of miles with no opportunity to numb out that pain. Can you imagine what that was like? In and around 2006, I call it my season of embodiment. In the spring of 2006, my papa, my father, his body wilted from leukemia and he died. The couple of years before that, I birthed two babies into the world. I brought those bodies into the world, and then I used my body to nourish their bodies. And then in 2007, 1 year after my papa died, my stepdad died. He died of a broken heart, congestive heart failure. And then that same year, I birthed another baby into the world, another body, and then used my body to nourish that body. And then when she was almost 1 year old, this is what happened. I woke up on December 4th, 16 years ago, the day after my 31st birthday, and I couldn't move. All of my joints ached. It was a pain that I had never felt before. It was like they all needed WD-40. Oh, it was a bad scene. And I spent months and years in tests and medication. And I also continued to move. I continued to knit, even though my hands hurt. I had to continue to pick my baby up out of the crib, even though I thought I was not going to be able to do that forever. I continued to move. So in my brokenness, I came into my body. I gained confidence in who I was. And in my brokenness, that confidence that I felt and that I gained through all of that, through all of the death, through all of the life that was born, it was only then that I began to know God more deeply. It was only then in my body, in my brokenness, and in the life that I gave that I began to live in a way that I had never lived before. And so it's hard. Bodies are hard in our society. I'm sure they were hard in the first century, but they are hard today too. No one really wants to pay attention to them. And if we do, we objectify them. We often stay in our heads and we rationalize and we intellectualize and then we figure out ways to numb those feelings because they're too hard to feel. But I am telling you, when you do that, you are not going to know the holy and sacred in the way that God wanted us to do, particularly in this season when we wait for a human body to be born. And so there are four things. I have thought there's many things about the body, but there are four things I want to lean on and share with you the complications of our body today. The first one is that we individualize. We individualize so much that we isolate and we go into a place of loneliness. We don't connect with others in our brokenness. We pull up our bootstraps and we say, we can do this on our own. The second thing is that we often say if our bodies don't work, if they can't get something done, if they can't produce something, then they don't matter. And that's capitalism, my friends. And the third thing is we are so good at numbing, not feeling all of the things that we need to feel. And we do it from our cell phones to our Netflix series to substances to food. It's too hard, we say, to feel. And then the fourth thing is that in Christianity, we have interpreted the text as if Jesus is a perfect body. And the problem with that is that then we feel like we can't show up holy and fully and beautiful and broken. Because if we are not that perfect body, then maybe we will not be welcome in that space. And then subconsciously what has happened is the church, the Christian church, has begun to be racist and created ableism and homophobia. Because we have not said, show up authentically and vulnerably and exactly how God birthed you into this world. In the last couple of weeks, I have read a paper that Brooklyn wrote for her last class, Brooklyn McBride, who is our Christian director of Christian formation. And she wrote a paper on womanism. And womanism is like feminism, only it is championed by Black and brown women. But the thing about womanism is, yes, it is centering Black and brown voices, but at its very roots, it is deeply communal. And in that theory, in that theology, in that understanding is where I got those first two points of individualism. They're actually anti-individualism. They're super pro-communalism. And body should not be used to produce, as you can imagine. And so in the spirit of womanism and in shared wisdom and in communalism, I have asked some people, and some other people might want to stand up and give a 30-second testimony on their bodies.
My name is Nathan Borino. Right before we moved to Fort Collins last year, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. My parents figured out that I might have diabetes by paying attention and noticing my weight had changed. My energy has decreased, and I was very thirsty all the time. Since my diagnosis, I've learned to pay attention to my own body. I have to remember when to eat and to be careful what I eat. I have to be aware of when my blood sugar is low and my body needs food. I have to check my sugar level to make sure that I have not had too much sugar and need insulin. Diabetes has changed my life, but all in all, I would say it's not been that difficult to take care of my body by paying attention and thinking ahead. I've learned to grow from this experience, and now I have my diabetes under control.
Keeping watch, right? Paying attention and keeping watch.
Good morning, my name is Allie Daniels. I believe everyone's here for a reason, but growing up, my mom was not supposed to get pregnant. Then she wasn't supposed to be able to give birth. And then as a kid, I was really sick. I was having seizures, I was in and out of the hospital, seeing specialists, and there wasn't an answer. So we had a lot of praying, and in order to keep me alive, we had to pay attention to my body. And growing up and maturing, you realize that growing up, with a condition. I have hypopituitarism. My pituitary gland never developed. But with that, Not only have I become more attention to my body, but also my soul. So now I know what my body needs and I know what my soul needs. And I've gotten closer with Jesus through that because we had a lot of prayers because we didn't know what else to do for a long time.
Does anybody else have a quick testimony?
My name is Rosemary, and several years ago, I was with my father when he was at the end of his life. So we had to make that decision to take him off of life support. And watching that experience and being by his side, it really gave me an insight about the distinction between the spirit and the physical body. And after that, I just have felt so grateful for what the body can do. And it sounds really simple, but just watching the spirit leave the body, you just have a deep gratitude for just anything that we can do. So, I mean, I just love my body for that reason. Just that it kind of works. And so that's how I feel.
Any other quick little stories to share? So this season, today, this week, keep watch. Pay attention. Get embodied. Get into that space. Find places where you can fully show up authentically and vulnerably. Because I'm telling you, when we do that is when we are truly going to know the love of God. Amen.